What up, what up? Welcome to My Real Talk Radio. This is your host, Jamel.
This your girl, Miss Liz, bringing you the dopest unsigned talent from east to west to down south and back up top.
And as always, bring you the latest and greatest gossip every single week. Who else but me? Derek Dwayne.
And we are My Real Talk Radio. Of course, we're coming to you live on MRTRShow.com. Make sure you guys call in right now. Hit us up, 646-915-8100. Let's go. With us, hit us up on our website at MRTRShow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. Now, of course, we want to welcome everybody to tonight's broadcast. Of course, it is Wednesday, January 11th, 2017, of course. We're definitely excited to have you guys tune in. along with our very, 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 very special guest we got in the building. Of course, we got BH1's Dating Naked star, David D, is in the building. Now, of course, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the reality dating show. Of course, it's one of those shows where their interaction with each other is 100% in the news. So it's going to be interesting to hear how he became a part of that and was he comfortable? Because I'm pretty sure some people will be a little bit uncomfortable meeting somebody for the very, very first time completely naked. So we're going to ask him about his experiences with that, along with some of the other things he has going on in his journey, in his career. Also, of course, we have a lot to talk about this evening. Of course, we got Carmen with her antics on The Funny. Carmen is at it again. I'm pretty sure you guys are going to really, really enjoy tonight's Funny. Of course, we have so much to talk about when it comes down to President Barack Obama's farewell speech last night. Of course, Donald Trump gave his first press conference, and he was typical Donald Trump. He's an idiot, by the way. And much, much more. Miss Liz, how is everything with you? Okay, Miss Liz is not listening to me right now, but we'll get back to her.
Hey,
but
what's
again,
up? How are you?
David D's, make sure you guys call in 646-915-8100. He will be chatting with fans, and he will be calling in shortly. How was everything with you, Miss Liz? Miss Liz, are you there? Okay, we're having some technical difficulties, but she'll be back online very, very shortly. Now, we've got to ask, of course, with it being the second week of 2017, is it what you expected? Are you looking forward to accomplishing some really, really great things this new year? So now, Miss Liz, is everything okay with you? How is everything?
Everything's better. I'm sorry. I had some technical difficulties. I'm back. Everything is great. I'm super excited about our guest tonight. Anybody who's watched the show, I'm sure you're excited as well. I have some good questions that I'm ready to ask.
Okay. And let me ask you, now, of course, we kicked off 2017 literally last week. How has 2017 started for you thus far?
So far, it's been new beginnings, like I said before, all the way around. But like, the energy is what you make of it, and I'm pretty excited to see what the year is actually going to bring. How has it been for you?
I can't complain. Definitely looking to accomplish some great things this year. But I think that's something that we always have on our mind.
Getting better.
Whether people admit it or not, you know, we all want self-improvement. We all want to be successful in our own right. So, I'm working towards those things. But other than that, I can't really complain. 2017 has been good thus far. But the end of 2016 has been really, really great. So I'm just thankful for my blessings. And I would say 2016 for me was a year of triumph. It was definitely a tough year in the beginning, and as you work hard and work towards certain things, it kind of got a little bit easier. So, but I'm grateful for 2016, but I'm definitely happy that 2017 is here to accomplish some bigger and better things. Now, we are waiting for Derek to win. He'll be joining us shortly. I'm pretty sure he has a lot to talk about in the juice, some celebrity gossip and everything that's been going on. Now, Miss Liz, did you get a chance to watch President Barack Obama's farewell address last night?
No, I couldn't. I was definitely involved in some other things. I had a sports thing with my children, but I did catch a lot of it on social media. That's like probably one of the best things I have to say about social media is that I was kind of right there watching it with everybody. And I'm not going to lie, I'm sad, I'm upset that, but to be honest, I am so glad that it was a black man that came into the White House, made everybody love him, made such an impact, made such a change, made America better. I think he definitely did some things that we never thought as minorities, as African Americans, we were going to see him do. And he's left on such an amazing note. I think we, in presidencies beforehand, we've left with a little bit sour taste in our mouth. As much as I am a Clinton supporter, and I felt like it was a little unjust what happened with Bill, it kind of left on a sour note. Same thing with you know, other presidents. And now it was, it's heartwarming to see that they came in with respect and they left with respect.
Absolutely. To me, it's like a dawning of an era. I mean, if you think about
yes.
it, Kobe Bryant retired last year, you know, and these are, you know, heroes that we kind of grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Tim Duncan retired last year as well. So I don't know. I just feel like, you know, pieces of my childhood is like kind of being taken away. But it's like you knew this time was coming, but you didn't want to believe it. And I feel
mm-hmm.
like for me, you know, just watching this man speak with so much dignity and class and poise, and I ain't gonna lie, I was in here crying like a little bitch. I mean, it just touched the nerve. Well, you know how it seems like this year I've gotten so involved in politics between, you know, the whole Hillary Clinton situation and now with President Barack and First Lady Michelle leaving. But it's like, you know, when I watched it last night, you know, I'm crying because it really, really hit me. But then this morning, it really hit me. It's like, wow, like, you know, that was his final farewell address. And I feel like
yeah.
him and Michelle both have so much more to offer. So I just really, really hope they somehow, somewhere keep their names out there and still fight for the causes that we're all passionate about. But I also want to just be a lesson to us, because don't get me wrong, we know that Hillary Clinton was cheated, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's no question in my mind. She was cheated out of this election, and that's just fact. But I hope this teaches us a lesson that we need to get our lazy asses up and go out and vote.
And vote. Because I think now...
We have to.
You know, like you said, we saw what happens when we don't. I don't know if they thought it was real, if they didn't think their vote didn't
right.
matter. You know, so this is going to be our learning experience. This is what, you know, what I'm going to take as my 2017 is you're going to turn anything negative into a positive. And if there's a lesson
right.
to be learned, you're going to learn it. And I feel, I'm hoping, you know, my hope is lying that with the community and with America and people that didn't vote, that didn't see the importance of just one vote or just their vote, does now see it. Because unfortunately, we have a face to it, and it's Donald Trump. And,
right.
you know, hopefully this is a quick, painless 4 years. And at the next election, hopefully now we will reap the benefits of what happens when we live and we learn. And, you know, we bring in the next best candidate.
Right. I don't think he's going to last 4 years, though.
I don't either. I see impeachment.
I seriously think, right. And it's going to have something to do with the whole thing with Russia. That's what, because, trust me, we know that Russia helped him win this election.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
there is definitely something.
All these investigations and all of these new, this new information and classified info, all of a sudden is coming out now, which I don't understand why this crap wasn't coming out before or during the election, but, you know, that's a whole other story that we're not even going to get into right now. But,
like
I said, we got to make sure we just kind of take things into our own hands. We got to get involved. We got to start with these local elections. And I'm also hearing
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of rumors going around that Hillary may be running for mayor of New York City.
Of New York. I saw that, too.
Which would be a good thing. I mean, it is somewhat of a step down, but at the same token, to be mayor of New York, New York or L.A., it's a higher level, if that makes sense. But I feel like she's another one that has so much more to offer, so much more to give. I don't want to see her political career end, especially like this. So,
and I don't
we'll
think
see.
It
I don't know.
I don't think it will.
No, I didn't either, but like I said, sometimes you never know. Because don't get me wrong,
yeah.
I just think that this really, really hit her. This was a hard blow for her.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. You spend millions of dollars to run these campaigns and to, you know, you're traveling across the country and campaigning. I mean, that's work. That ain't nothing that's like lightly or easy to do. And then you're, you know, then you got the FBI against you. You got the foreign government against you leaking things. You got Trump cheat. It's like Trump did everything that a president would, anybody else would have gotten disqualified for and still won.
Yeah.
So it just is what it is. But, you know, we're definitely going to move on past that. So we're going to get into a music break. I'm going to come back with the funny. And then by that time, hopefully Derek Thorne will be here to give us the latest and greatest in pop culture with the juice. And you guys, of course, you guys listening to My Real Talk Radio. Again, Dating Naked star David Deez will be joining us very, very shortly. You guys still have time to call in 646-915-8100. Press 1. And let us know that you want to speak with him, because he will be taking some questions from the fans. So I'm pretty sure you guys are interested in what he's got going on, and all that good stuff. So we're going to get into some Drake right here. Let's go.
Yeah. They try to send for me, envy and jealousy. It's everything I wish upon my enemies. All that for them, right back at them. What my mind keeps telling me, mind keeps telling me. I hear everything. I don't ask if it's all there, cause it better be. Trust me, it better be. No long talking and settling. Jizzle never won no wrestling, but he's on a big bell metal ting.
OVO Sound Radio.
Streets unruly. More life for my brother, trying to better things.
Cause all my men are running to the money, we'll be running like I. And all my men are running from the homies on the roads like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa. A month ago you didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing though. These catties, they be calling off my phone. All these men and they applaud me on the road. Up a corner for my bros. Man, they keep on talking on the low. Man, they keep on talking on the low. But all my men are bros. And all my men are bros. My man, them have your man, them on the ropes. I'll have man, them on your road. Man, them in a bachelor on their own. With a battle, with a pole. I've got man, them that will slap a man with rope. Nine jacket on my back, I'm looking cold. It's funny how these catties wanna know. But all my men are running to the money. We'll be running like I. I know my man are running from the walls and the roads like whoa, 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 like whoa. A month ago you didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing though. These catties, they be pulling off my phone. All these men and they applaud me on the road.
OVO Sound Radio.
Free smoke, anybody want it, they could get it, no joke. Call up landlord, nigga, that's bro. I only link with the real ones, Lord knows. On folk, I love to see a fake looking go broke. I don't run a Twitter with the things I know. I fall back just to see how it unfolds. Yeah. Like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa. Years ago they didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing dope. Catchy, they be calling up my phone, trying to get tickets to a show. Yeah. I got UK things on a WhatsApp now, like plus 4-4 on the road. Yeah. Like whoa, 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 whoa. Like, whoa.
A month ago you didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing though. These catties, they be calling off my phone. All these men and they applaud me on the road. Up a corner for my bro. Man, they keep on talking on the low. Man, they keep on talking on the low, low, low.
Stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
Hello.
Hola. Can I please speak to Turkey?
This is him.
Hold on a second.
His last name is Turkey. It's really Turkey.
Oh yeah, ha ha. All right, yeah. You're right.
Your last name is Turkey. Hello.
Hello.
There's no need for you to be a turkey.
Oh, you think I haven't heard that before?
Do you eat ham on Thanksgiving? Hello.
Hello.
Hola, this is Carmen. Is turkey available?
Stop calling me.
Listen,
now.
Listen, I talked to Mrs. Cranberry, and then Mr. Stuffing said hello.
What the is wrong with you?
Nothing is wrong with me. Nothing is wrong with me. I just want to know. Listen, okay? I talked to Mr. Coleslaw,
right?
And they wanted to come hang out with you on Thanksgiving.
Jesus.
Hello?
Are you shitting me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi. Yes, my name is Heather. I'm calling from Turkey for Tourette's. We provide Thanksgiving
for
Shalom.
Oh, shut the
Hello? You.
What?
Hi, is this Turkey?
Yes, it is.
Hi,
you know
Mr.
it
Turkey.
Is. You've been calling me for the past 20 minutes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Turkey. This is Heather. I'm calling from Turkey for Tourette's.
Oh, shut up.
Are you interested in helping? Hello?
What?
Hi, Mr. Turkey. It's Heather from Turkeys for Tourette's.
What the f*** do you want from me?
I don't understand why you're getting so upset. We're just trying to provide some turkey dinners for kids that aren't very fortunate.
What? Oh.
So, well, is your last name Turkey?
Yeah.
His last name is Turkey.
Hello?
Hello, this is Scatterman. Is available?
This is she.
I'm calling about the personal training sessions.
Oh, no, darling. I don't do personal training. I don't work one-on-one with anybody. I do group fitness. You can come take my class if you'd like.
I understand that, Mamacita, but I don't want to do it in front of a whole room because, well, I don't want to make people feel bad about themselves because I have an amazing body.
Well, then you just could be in the back, and they'll all just be looking forward. We don't do it to the mirrors. We're doing it looking the opposite way as the mirrors.
Are we talking about the same thing? I'm talking about working out. I'm not talking about sex.
Oh, no. Honey, why are you working out
because
if you're not talking about sex?
Because I'm into that group thing, too.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's
but
not what my classes
not, well,
are.
Although that would be considered cardio, though, right?
It depends. Okay. Oh, Lord.
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on, this is Carmen. I believe we were disconnected.
No, we weren't disconnected. I don't know what you're into, but I'm not like that. I think you were just
like
gone too dirty.
What are you talking about? You're the one saying you want to do the group thing. I wanted to do the one-on-one session, for God's sake.
No. Well, I'm sorry. One-on-one is not what I do. I do group fitness.
Okay, then,
Mamacita.
Whatever tickles your pickle, Mamacita. I'm just saying.
I'm not a trainer. Which word of not trainer is having difficulty penetrating?
There you go again with the innuendos, Mamacita. Cochina.
Oh my God, are you joking? Are you kidding me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Scatterman. You're not listening to me.
No, you are not listening to me.
You're not listening to me. I want to know what kind of classes you do.
I do group fitness classes, stretching, like sitting on bikes and being...
Well, listen, Mamacita, if you keep doing that group thing, of course you're going to have some stretching.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I am trying to tell you...
Kid in my living room. She stayed out of college, just turned 22. Girl, get your money up. I ain't even mad at you. Got you all on me, making these niggas catch an attitude.
Tell them I'm started. My niggas retarded. Fuck the judge and the senate. I got a good lawyer.
I got a few girls on the way. Baby girl, you ain't leaving. It's my birthday with a cake. Fuck it up and let me eat it.
Put up on your bed. Yeah, I'm sorry. think I deserve a toast. Shout out to my queens, we be out here doing the most. Girl, come to my place, but don't bring no clothes. Let's get dirty, babe, baby, drop it low. I pop a band on that ass, baby, been eating the weed. All in the bag, there's in the cash. Eat me if you need it. You girls on the way, baby girl, you ain't leaving. My birthday with a cake, take it all, let me eat it. Pull up on your head, hey, 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 I'm sorry. Honey on my wrist, jumping out of the
like a nigga just got out of jail. Flying in my Rari like a bat that just flew out of hell. I'm from the east of ATL, but ballin' in the Cali Hill. Lil' mama booted, boomin', that bitch movin', and she standin' still. I know these bitches choosin' me, but I got 80 on me still. I'm tryna fuck, who tryna chill? Cause I'm just tryna pay some bills. I'm multi-million-dollar flood, this watch here cost a quarter L. Just look at me and look at them. I smashed her on my first attempt. Like Scarface, bitch, the world is mine. You should read the plan. So either you gon' take a ride, or you gon' stay with him. Cause I got places I can be. I get your ass on the scene. Gucci CB VIP, so fuck them niggas, look at me.
Wall up on your bitch, tell your man I'm sorry. Honey, I don't want to jump in.
Stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. That was Chris Brown's brand new single, Party, which is definitely one of my favorite songs right now, as well as the video. I mean, Chris Brown is a lot of things. That's just, you know, but the man is super, super talented. You know, of course, we all have our personal issues and our personal demons we kind of battle with, on a daily basis. But I just want, if once Chris gets back to focusing 100% on his art, I think that he can make this huge comeback that he's really, really dreaming of. Because I think people will overlook it. But when you're, having fights with Soulja Boy, and Karrueche, it just leaves a bad taste in people's mouth, and it also makes them continue to remember, the situation between him and Rihanna. Now I got to ask you too, because this fight is turning into a big deal. Soulja Boy has Floyd Mayweather training him. Chris Brown has Mike Tyson training him. Mike Tyson even recorded a diss song to Soulja Boy. The fight is going to be on pay-per-view. It's going to take place in Dubai. And Kelly Price is going to be singing the national anthem. So let me ask you this. Do you think they're making a little bit too much out of this? Or do you think this is a big stunt?
Now it's going a little far. You've given me some updates on it that I wasn't aware of. Are they serious, or are they trying to, like, at first I thought it was serious, but now since they're hiring trainers and doing all this, like, now, or is this just a comeback for both of them, or is it, like, is this publicity?
I feel like, right, that's what I really, really feel like it is. I think the bigger picture is to kind of get both of them in the spotlight, get people to spend all this money on pay-per-view and, that kind of thing. And guess who's, like, the big instigator of the whole damn thing?
Who?
50 cents old ass. So he's instigating the whole thing. You got Floyd, and then the thing that's so bad is you see these videos that Soulja Boy is posting of him training, lifting 6 pound weights and running 2 miles per hour on a treadmill. It's hilarious. It's amazing. But let me ask you this: who do you have your money on?
about it's I only think Chris Brown better win, because if he loses to Soulja Boy, I don't know if he's gonna be able to take that L. I don't think he's gonna be able to take that loss. Yeah, so he just better, you know, start eating protein and really start working out. Both of them eat protein,
but you know, on the flip side, some people say this is some people have chimed in and said they think this is a good thing, because it's like, you know, instead of using guns, and don't get me wrong, at first they were threatening with the gangs and the guns and that kind of thing, that this was an appropriate way to kind of settle this by doing it in the ring and raising money for charity and that kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, either way you look at it, I guess the charities that they're going to be donating the money to are going to be the real winners. But I just hope that they actually really donate the money and not play these games.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a good thing that I'm happy that they're donating things. And definitely, like you said, that it's the guns down, we don't use our fists, hopefully, you know, that, you know, other people start hopping onto that. Like, you don't have to kill somebody over beef, like, you guys can just fight, get it over with, shake hands, and walk away.
Right.
But we'll see. And just let's, you know, that what's going to really be horrible is if we go through all this, everybody pays the money to see this, and then 2 months afterwards, they put out a song together. Everybody going to be real mad.
Well,
was that DJ
that
Khaled
paying,
you played yourself?
Paying.
Well?
I'm definitely not paying for it. So
no, I'm not. I'm going to watch it on
result.
Instagram.
Right. If they were smart, they better stream it on Facebook or something. But, I'm not playing that game.
Yeah.
Now, Soulja Boy pretty much kind of involved Chris Brown's daughter, Royalty Brown, in this by posting
that's
a picture. And I think that was a little bit low. You know, you don't bring nobody else into your drama.
You never
especially
talk about anybody's kids. You never talk about the kids. So he's going to get what's coming to him, if you know. Because that you don't do. That you could do a lot of things. You can talk about them, their style, their music, what they're doing, rumors. You know, make up something. But you don't
right.
talk about the kids. The little girl's so pretty and young. She don't have anything to do with this. Come on.
No, you're right. And of course, last week we had three talented guests on. Of course, speaking to Mila from 702, and we also spoke to Sean Baker. And of course, he's one of the stars in the hit stage play, The Strength of Love, that they are both starring in. If you guys want more information on that, you guys can definitely go to Mila from 702's Instagram and website, and she has all the information posted on there. Even though when we asked her, she didn't know anything. But we found out that he was going to be doing that he's also starring in the Tupac movie All Eyes on Me, which is going to premiere June 16th of this year on his birthday, and which is 2 days after my birthday on the 14th. So that's something I'm really, really excited about. But I say that because yesterday somebody has released an actual love letter that Tupac wrote over 20 years while he was in prison to the internet. And just to see this man's writing ability in terms of just being able to put so much passion into a simple love letter. And, you know, of course you hear these things about, you know, was Tupac really a thug? Was he really somebody that was not what he portrayed? And I think Tupac were all those things. I think he was an amazing actor. You know, I think he's one of those people that adapted to whatever situation that he needed to adapt to. So I'm happy because I feel like, you know, this is gonna be a big year for Tupac, and along with his legions of fans. So of course he's gonna be inducted into the the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and of course his movie comes out. So this is going to be a big year for Tupac fans and supporters, and I'm looking forward to it. Are you a Tupac fan?
I have a question. Well, I love Tupac. I think that he was definitely recognized for his writing abilities, of course his hip hop writing abilities, his poetry abilities. he was a very captivating person from beginning to end, whether it was acting, rapping, just doing an interview or being spontaneous or even shooting a couple one-liners as he's being locked up, you know?
Right.
But I'm just wondering, now, who gets his royalties from his stuff now that, you know, God bless his mother, she has gone on to be with him? Where does his money go?
Well, I know, okay, the tricky thing about it is he does have a sister, which a lot of people didn't even know about. He does have a sister. I'm pretty sure she's going to be in charge of his estate. But
okay.
Before his mom died, she was in the process of getting divorced from her husband. And he's trying to get whatever he can get from her, and they didn't sign a prenup. So I think that's probably one of the reasons why the movie was probably pushed back a little bit so they can square those things out. But he was trying to get as much, you know, he was like Mary J. Blige's husband, trying to get up,
trying not to
every red,
lazy bum.
Yeah, pretty much, trying to get every red dime. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But you know, I'm looking forward to the movie. I really can't wait. So, you know, that's what it is. So, speaking of Tupac, I want to get into a Tupac joint just because that got me in the mood. Listen to Tupac. This is definitely one of my favorite songs. And I wonder if this was the particular song that was on the love letter that he wrote. Guess we'll find out. Here we go.
stay connected with us, hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
Now, that was definitely one of my favorite Tupac songs of all time, Do For Love. Definitely one of them songs that really, really makes you think. Of course, we all have been through our ups and downs in relationships, and that song really, really explains it. So, shout out to Tupac and all that other good stuff. Of course, if you guys are just joining us, we got VH1's Dated Naked star David Deese in the building. He's also going to be dropping off a snippet, a little sample of his brand new song, Jokes on You, which we're going to premiere live right here on My Real Talk Radio. He will be joining us very, very shortly. We're going to talk about his upcoming project. I'm pretty sure some of you guys didn't know that he's a talented and accomplished singer. So, you know, not only are we going to dive into that, we're also going to talk about some other things that he has going on. And, of course, we are going to talk about his time on VH1, Dated Naked. I don't know. I mean, let me ask you, Miss Liz, would you be on a show like Dated Naked?
I think you'd have to catch me on my good, like, self-image body day, because I have some days where I don't even want to look at myself fully clothed in a mirror. But if it was like, you know, I have my skinny days on a nice, you know, summer season, I'm a little thinner, I think I would. But I might have
a shower. Well, if the check is right, I'm doing it. I don't care if I'm looking fat, poppy, and
well, I'm sure the check. The check has to be right in the state.
And I wonder how you even audition them. Like, do you just go up to the audition and just pull them all down and bust it wide open?
Well,
I'm a little curious.
Jamel,
about that.
I think that you should do it, because I think you might have to do some undercover work for the show and come back and report to us on the whole process.
Maybe I'll ask them how can we audition for that?
We? No. It's the winter. It's bulking season. You got to ask me again in May.
But it is interesting to see, one, to have a show like that. I wonder who really thinks of these kind of things. Well, let's do a reality show about somebody being naked. The only downside of it is they blur everything out. I mean, yes, you got the illusion that it's naked, but technically you really don't see them naked.
Yeah. Well,
so I guess that might
if you're
comfort.
On the show, you see it.
That's true. So we're waiting for our guest to call. We're going to be calling in a little bit earlier than expected, which is a great, great thing for us. Again, you guys still have time to call in 646-915-8100. We will try to take some questions, you know, depending on how long the interview lasts and all the other good stuff. But, you know, we're really, really excited. We're going to bring his brand new joint, Jokes on You. He decided to give us a snippet. So, you know, we're just going to give y'all a little something just to have y'all south waiting for more. So we'll be playing that shortly. Definitely we'll be calling it in a little while. So make sure you guys are going to call in 646-915-8100. Now, Miss Liz, I forgot what I'm going to get ready to ask you. But we're definitely going to say shout out to Derek Dwayne. He should be joining us before we get off air with the juice. He has run into some traffic. He's waiting to get to location to call in, because right now it's very, very loud. Very, very loud. And I don't really want to, you know, skip forward and do, you know, his portion. What I will do is I'll make a couple of quick announcements real quick, because David D will be calling in very, very shortly. Next week, Wednesday, January 18th, of course, 2017, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on MRTRShow.com, we got Nico London in the building. Of course, you guys know Nico from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, as well as the sex tape between him and Mimi. He will be joining us live next week. That's going to be an interview you don't want to miss. So make sure you guys tune in for that. And we also have internet sensation Lonnie B in the building. Both of those guests will be appearing live right here at My Real Talk Radio, MRTRShow.com. Again, that's January 18, 2017 at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Nico and Lonnie B. Definitely should be an interesting show next week, so make sure you guys tune in. It's going to be really, really good show. I'm pretty sure we're going to ask the question that you know that we're going to ask. We had Mimi on the show around the time when their sex tape was released, and this is around the time when she pretty much kind of denied everything, and then, of course, the following season, she admits everything and all the other bullcrap, but it's going to be interesting to get his perspective on the events of that. But you know, with reality television, you never know what is true and what is scripted. So you never know. And with him not being on the show no more, I'm pretty sure that he's willing to talk and spill the beans. And we also had his girlfriend, Margu, on the show as well. And she said some things and that kind of thing, too. So it's going to be interesting. I'm pretty sure I, like, literally fucked her name up right now, but, you know, I do apologize for that.
Isn't that, like, Mangu? Isn't that, like, some kind of Dominican fried cheese or something?
Who knows? And I don't think I eat the damn fried cheese. I wouldn't know about...
you don't...
I wouldn't know about that. Mangu.
I know about some fried cheese. They're called mozzarella sticks.
Oh, well, yeah, I eat that, but that ain't Dominican, or is it? That was like an American cuisine.
But I did see a show called Adam Ruins Everything, and it did talk about how the reality shows and how they are scripted, how they do voiceovers and add-ins, and they increase the sound on slaps and the water sounds when drinks hit face, and I saw it, and as I'm seeing it, I'm like, I can see how reality shows are scripted. You know, some things are rehearsed of when they tell people certain things, and they big up the, you know, the tears, and doesn't stop me from watching, though. Then still doesn't stop me from watching.
No, and don't get me wrong. But you do have some people who literally take reality television shows for face value, as if like everything that happens on there is 100% real.
No. Yeah,
and
we
I'm
know
not
that
nobody too. Who believe what they believe in. It's just like believing in Santa Claus. But it's like, for instance, with Love and Hip Hop New York, and you know, everybody made this big deal, and you know, Yandy, you know, basically was telling everybody she's married, she's starting all this trouble with these girls and talking all this crap. And we find out the chick ain't even married, which makes no sense at all. But we're going to get into some bigger and better things, some more important things. Our guest is online. But as promised, what we're going to do is we're going to play a snippet of his brand new joint, Jokes on You. And then we're going to come back with David Dees right here, live on My Real Talk Radio. You still have time to call in, 646-915-8100. Here we go. World premiere, David Dees, Jokes on You. Let's go.
This ain't the usual. This don't come every day. I just want you to know. After I'm gone away, thoughts roll through my head. I remember. Love that'll never die.
stay connected with us, hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. Now, that was just a little sample of David Lee's brand new single, Jokes on You. We're going to chat about that and much, much more with him live. This man is the star of VH1's Dating Naked. He's also a singer, actor, and model. Without further ado, David Deez, welcome to My Real Talk Radio, and how is everything? David, you on?
Hello.
How are you, David?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you doing?
David, you missed our intro. We had like this intro that we practiced for like 6 days, and you didn't even come on cue.
I didn't even hear it, man. I missed my moment, bro.
How is everything, bro? Happy New Year.
I appreciate you. The same to you, man. I'm great. I can't complain at all. I appreciate you having me.
Okay. Now, I definitely want to ask before we get into everything that you're involved in, where are you from, and give us a little bit of your upbringing?
Man, I am from Dayton, Ohio. Born and raised in the Midwest. Stayed there till I was in college. Played basketball in college. It was pretty good. And went to college and played some basketball in Virginia for 2 years, and then transferred to University of Louisiana. Right? Lived there for a couple years, then lived in Charlotte for a couple years, and now I live in good old Atlanta. So I'm pretty well traveled.
You making your rounds, I see.
A little bit everywhere.
Okay. Now, of course, you seem to be I'm here. You seem to be multi-talented. Of course, you play sport, you sing, you act, and you model. Of course, we know that you play basketball in school. What was after that? Like, you know,
well,
you start singing first. Can you hear me now? How about now? We're going to try to get these technical difficulties taken care of. David, you there? Can you hear us now?
Oh,
jeez. We're going to try to get that fixed. We've been having some technical difficulties pretty much this whole show.
Yeah, well, they're handling that. His single is pretty good. I was almost mad that it's only a little smidgen of the song. I wanted to hear the whole thing.
Absolutely, me too, to be honest with you. But it sounds good. And for some reason, I don't look at, like, you know, I would never even think that he was a singer, to be honest with you.
No. Not, he doesn't look like a singer, but when he starts singing,
right,
you can definitely tell he's talented.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we're going to try to get them back on the line. So what I'm going to do is, you know what? Since we only was able to hear just a little smidget of his brand new joint, I'm going to play it again, and then hopefully by that time he'll be back on. So here we go. David D's new single, Jokes on You. Let's go.
This ain't the usual. This don't come every day. I just want you to know, after I'm gone away. Thoughts roll through my head. I remember what you said. You always told me you would never leave. I thought come
stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. Now, of course, if you guys are joining us a little bit late, it's all right. We got David Deese on the line. He's a star of Dated Naked. We just played his brand new joint, well, a sample of his brand new joint, Jokes on You. And we had a couple technical difficulties a little while ago, so we do have him back on the line. David Deese, are you on?
I'm here, bro. I'm right here.
Okay. And you can hear
us? Okay, we got you back.
Right. I just had to come back. We had to get my intro together, right? I came back for the intro, man.
and I didn't even say it right this time. So we just all effed up this evening. But, you know, it's all good. Now, of course, you mentioned that you played basketball while you were in school. But I also see, you know, of course, now we know that you're a singer, an actor, and a model. So were these things kind of hidden? Or were these things kind of developed as you kind of got older?
Well, you know, they were always there, you know, but it was funny. When I was playing basketball, I didn't think it would be the most intimidating thing in the world if my opponents knew I could sing, you know what I mean? So that wasn't necessarily a talent that I wanted to reveal at the moment. I was focused on basketball, man, and I was, you know, close to playing in the pros, but, I didn't maximize opportunities, you know. So now you get the music thing when you get a little older, a little more seasoned, and now we go maximize these opportunities.
Okay. Now, of course, we just played Jokes on You, which is your brand new joint. How does it feel to kind of, you know, work on a project? Of course, you're going to release some things next month. Talk about the brand new project.
Man, it's humbling, man. It's, you know, it's a dream come true. You know, I really feel like this is the second opportunity to be able to accomplish some unbelievable things in my life. You know, I grew up around music. You know, it was something I remember listening to and loving first. You know, so to be able to be in a position now where I'm releasing my own stuff that I was able to write and create myself, and then also be able to sing it and deliver it, is just ain't no feeling in the world like it, man. I'm humbled and excited and can't wait to share it. Can't wait.
And what's your process of going into the studio?
You know, it's funny. That's a good question. It's a great question, actually. I think the process is always different. You know, I think for me, I try to treat every song organically, you know, and approach everything open-minded and be able to have limitless creativity when approaching a different song. You know, it's all about relaying an emotion or a feeling or and, you know, so that's what music is for me, and that's what I try to deliver in my music.
Okay.
And, of course, Jokes on You. What is the meaning behind the song? And is that song, is it directed towards a certain person, or did you just kind of write it in general?
No, it was more in general. You know, I think for at least my music, it comes from a place of either something I've been through or something I could try to imagine being through that other people go through. You know what I mean? I think for me, music is something. If I'm happy, I might listen to it. If I'm sad, if I'm whatever emotion you might be feeling, I think you can kind of relate that through music, you know. And I think Jokes on You is a sentiment everybody at some point in their life, they feel like somebody that lost out, you know what I mean? So I think it's something people can relate to.
And I also want to ask too, because you know, listening to Jokes on You, it doesn't sound like you're following a trend. It definitely doesn't sound like anything that's on the radio now. How important was it for you to be able to come out with your own project but also remain an individual as opposed to sounding like Chris Brown or Usher or anybody else?
Hey, yo, you know what, man? These are some great questions. You were supposed to send me these questions beforehand. You're making me think. You know, these ain't just, you know what I'm saying, bro? I was ready for, you ain't giving me them questions. Okay, so, you know, that's a great question again, man, because for me, it's not really about trying to follow and be what somebody else is doing, man. It's a lot of great artists out today, and I would be doing myself and be doing the people a disservice if I try to be somebody else. You know, all I really want to be is the best me that I can be, the best artist I can be, the best writer I can be, and, you know, coming from the humble beginnings that I have come from, hopefully along the way I can encourage other people to be the best
themselves, they can be also, man. You know, so it really ain't about what other people doing. It's about me doing what I love and relaying the message the way I feel it. And hopefully people love it, man, you know.
Absolutely. Now, what did your beginnings look like? How did the transition start? You said that, you know, like basketball didn't work out. But as a younger child, what were some of your interests that kind of let you stumble across these talents that you have found and mastered, well, I might say?
Yeah, it was sports and music always growing up. You know, my dad was heavy into music. My dad was heavy into sports. He is, you know, my dad is extremely conservative, you know, so some of the songs I'm going to have on my project probably ain't dad approved, you know. But, you know, that was what, you know, I played basketball and I listened to music. I was fortunate enough to be able to live in the street. And, you know, now I
Okay. Now, with the radio, you said some of them aren't dad approved. How many songs are on your album right now?
You know, I'm trying to put as many on there as I can. You know, I EPs generally have somewhere, you know, 5, maybe 7 songs at the most, and I really want to put, I mean, I'm shooting for 10 or so. I mean, that's ambitious.
Okay.
That's a very large, you know, initial project, but I've been working on this project for some years, you know, and I really want to put it all, give it all to the people, and then, you know, we'd be able to move on from there and see how they feel where I'm coming from, you know?
Absolutely. Now, all the songs, do they kind of got that kind of feel? Do you rap on any of them? Do you have anybody coming on to, like, you know, hit us with, like, a guest feature?
Yeah, it's you know, they all have many different feels. You know, I got some slower stuff. I got some faster stuff. I got some stuff that's a little more, I got a lot of different stuff on this project, you know, so I'm looking forward to, yeah, you know, so this. The project itself, you know, we're looking to release it late in the spring or early in the summer. You know, there's, you know, some other singles that we got planned. There's a video we got coming for Jokes on You that we got some great people working on, you know, some very, very talented people that help this project become as successful as, you know, as quality as it is. You know, it's a very, very quality project, and it's something I'm very proud to have been a major part of, you know.
Yeah.
Very, very talented people involved with this.
Absolutely. Oh, and you being one of them, you know, seeing
Thank
you on the
you.
Show and then
that.
Hearing the song. Yeah.
That's funny to show. Yeah, you had to throw that. You had. I was going to leave the show out of this. You couldn't let the show out of this. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not gassing your ego, but, you know, I have to, you know, keep it 100. Like, you are very talented. Now, coming
Thank
up,
you.
Who
Thank
were
you.
Some of your musical inspirations? Who kind of did you enjoy mimicking, enjoy singing their songs, or kind of, you know, just gave you any type of, you know, influence?
Well, you know, it's been a lot. That's a, you know, Stevie started it. Stevie Wonder absolutely started
yeah.
this thing, you know. And then from Stevie, you got, you know, people that, you got your Ushers, you got, you know, Tank was a part of this, you know, Brian McKnight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list is just, it goes on and on and on. I'm missing out so many people. But Boyz II Men, good goodness, they've been a big part of it. Commission, this whole gospel group. You know, I got, and you know, now as I start to diversify myself, I try to get more different types of music involved in it. But, you know, everything you listen to is something that gives you an opportunity to grow as an artist and an opportunity to kind of steal a little bit of somebody else's greatness, you know? So,
yeah.
Man, I'm just trying to be a sponge. You know, there's so much I still got to learn, and I'm looking forward to continuing to grow in my passions and being able to continue to work in this musical field. I love it.
Okay.
I do. I love it.
It's always a good thing when you love what you do. Now,
it is. It don't feel as much like work.
How did Dating Naked, like, kind of get in your path? How did that become something you were interested in?
Well, you know, it's funny. I wasn't looking for Dating Naked, and Dating Naked wasn't looking for me. You know, that was, it just kind of, it was a time in my life where, you know, I've been in a long-term relationship. And after that relationship, you know, I was in a place where the opportunity presented itself to go
and experience something that people never really get a chance to experience, and, you know, have an opportunity to potentially, I mean, you know, you might not find love there, but you got a chance to, you know, so that's obviously a part of the equation. But the likelihood is you're going to Bora Bora and you're going to spend, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks on a tropical island and get to experience something that don't nobody in life ever get to do. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, why not? Carpe diem, right?
No, exactly. Listen, Carpe Diem, I just actually got that message the other day from somebody. No, I feel like it's actually, like you said, it's an opportunity that not a lot of people get. It's something that you can speak on. And how was it dating naked? Give us a sneak peek of what it's like for it to be on a date naked.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know how it's funny when you say it feel awkward? That's exactly how it is when you do it. It's the same way. It's like it's going to be awkward. It's just as you do it more, it becomes less and less awkward. You know, but the funny thing about it, I think, is this in general. And I think, you know, Jamel can kind of back me a little bit. I think as a man, you know, when you there's, you know, sex and sexuality is kind of always the elephant in the room with the man. You know what I mean? And to be honest, it's crazy because you would think that there was more of a sexual element when you meet somebody naked. But the truth is, like, you see them naked right away, it kind of like desexualizes it. Because, you know, there is no, you don't have to wonder what this looks like or wonder what, you know, there's none of that. So what you do really quick, you know, you got to get to know that person or figure that, you know, they maybe just aren't your type or decide what your pursuit is going to be. And it kind of gets it on the table a lot quicker, you know. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for everybody, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, there was, it surprisingly was a lot different psychologically than I ever would have expected it to be, you know?
Yeah.
All right. And let me ask you this too, and how do you, I guess, for instance, like, you know, when you audition, I mean, you know, I'm assuming that you have to do some type of audition or interviewing process. Like, I mean, like, are you literally, like, standing there naked doing it? Like,
right, I'm going to tell you what, like, that's the most awkward moment of your life, when you're standing there naked for an audition in front of strangers, bro. I'm going to tell you what, that's when you know that's the first moment you know you're tripping. Like, that's where it really hit me, like, bro, I'm standing here butt naked in front of some strangers auditioning for a show to be naked on TV. I'm tripping, you know? So yeah, it's awkward. You know, it's awkward. The whole experience is awkward, you know, and it's something that it would be very difficult, even though I did it already, it'd be difficult to do it again, you know, but at the same time, it's one of those things that I learned so much about life, about myself, about my, you know, about, you know, just you come to terms with a lot, you know, you really gotta come to terms with yourself. You're gonna be naked in front of a bunch of people and strangers for months at a time. You really do.
Now, and then of course, you know, with cameras all in your face and all that other crap, I'm pretty sure it took, you know, did it take a while to, like, really, really adjust, or was it something that you kind of, you know, was able to kind of jump right in?
Nah, it wasn't no jumping right in. You didn't watch the show, because if so, or either that, or you trying to be funny right now, because I was sweating so hard on the first episode, they were making fun of me the rest. I was so nervous, because then, let me tell you what made it worse, too, on top of everything else, right? We get there and we find out Roxy is the host for the show, on top of everything, you know what I'm saying? So, like that's not, I didn't have no preparation for that, too, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, okay, so you mean tell me, like, not only am I doing this, but Roxy about to be standing right here when I get naked for real? Like, this is real life, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's always a lot of pressure, you know, going into those situations and having to be the man, the bachelor of the show. But I was fortunate enough to be able to handle it pretty well. And I don't take myself too serious. I can laugh at myself, you know. So it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, man, and something that I'll be denying to my kids here, you know, one of these days.
And let me ask you this, too, because, of course, you know, there's that thin line with reality television of it being reality and scripted. Now, was any part of this scripted, or was this, you know, more so? I mean, of course, we know that you guys are new, but in terms of, you know, everything else, was that reality?
Well, you know, I think scripted is scripted means literally reading from a script, and I wouldn't say that it was scripted. You know, I would say that there are some situations that you are in that you know you would never be in regular life. You know, like, for example, there was one time, you know, Natalie had to go on a date with a 69-year-old man. You know what I mean? There was a stripper in the house that was a dude, and he was giving stripping lessons. You know, and then, like, so it's just some stuff that you like, okay, so, like, but at the same time, truth be told, there are, you know, there's a lot of cases where human emotions, you spend that much time on the island with people by yourselves, there's going to be legitimate emotions that develop, you know what I mean? Either lust or love, one or the other, or a mixture of the two, you know? So, I mean, that's the best way to say it, you know, that's the best way to say it, because there was, you know, we didn't have a script, but at the same time, Natalie wasn't going to fall in love with a 69-year-old man either, you know, so.
Yeah. Right. And you mentioned that your dad was very, very conservative, so how did your dad and the rest of your family take you being on the show?
Oh, man.
Butt-ass naked.
Listen, bro, if I sat here and told you my story, you'd be laughing so hard. It's crazy, because I went to Christian schools all my life. You know, I'm probably kicked out. They ain't going to even let me come back in the door no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even be saying the school I went to at first in college, because I don't want to embarrass the school, you know. So, like, I grew up, you know, in a very conservative atmosphere. So, it's a whole lot of people that I knew that knew me, they probably don't claim to know me no more. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, it's like you have to be able to live with yourself. You know, you have to be able to know why you're making decisions, you know, and it doesn't have to be something that other people necessarily agree with. It has to be something that adds up to whatever your moral compass is, you know. And for me, like, I feel like no matter what I do in my life, there's never going to be a single act that ever defines me and the person that I am. So if people going to define the individual that I am because I went on a show, then they probably not the kind of people that I want to be dealing with anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm self-secure enough, and I'd have made enough terrible decisions, but I balanced them with enough great decisions that I think, you know, people know that I'm a pretty rational, level-headed dude that ain't gonna go too far off the deep end. Not too far. I'll come right back.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, jump off the cliff and, you know, climb back up there, but it's all good.
Yeah, you gotta live a little bit, bro. You know, you gotta live a little bit.
Now, would you do reality television again?
Well, you know, I never want to say no to any opportunity. It just depends on what the opportunity is, you know. So I've been approached about some different possibilities since then, and we'll see what things are happening. But right now, we're going to get this music out, and we're going to do as great as we can with this music. And then from there, we'll see what opportunities present themselves.
Okay. Well, of course, you know, the music is definitely the main focus. So
yeah.
It seems like
I ain't getting no critique or nothing though, man. Y'all didn't give me no. I mean, what's up? Jokes on you. You liked it. You didn't like it. You know what's up?
We were just talking about it. Well, I'll let you go first, Melissa.
Hello.
Okay. So I was a little mad that we only had a little snippet. I wanted to hear the whole thing. I'm already vibing to the song, so I'm anticipating a heads up when the album is available, because I'm already intrigued. Like I said, you know, I didn't want to gas you, but you're very, very talented.
Thank you. For real. And I'm not just saying that either. I genuinely appreciate that. That's what's up.
For me, like I said, you know, the great thing I like about it is, one, it doesn't sound like anything on the radio. It's you, because I mean, don't get me wrong. That's a lot of people take the easy route and just, you know what? If trap music is what's being played on the radio and that's what everybody likes, I'm gonna go towards that direction. But I feel like your song is dope. I like it. Like I said, of course, we definitely can't wait to hear the full version. But you know, for me, the most important aspect to me is, you remain true to yourself, and you went out on a limb and gave us quality as opposed to giving us something that's play
hey, listen,
on the
this
radio.
What I'm gonna do. You make sure you give me that address. I'm gonna send you your check as soon as we get off this phone. All right, bro.
Okay. Make sure. I'll give it to you on air.
Yeah, he's
talking
money. He's ready.
Yeah, straight up. Man, I appreciate that. So that this, I do. You always humble because you never expect to hear these type of things starting from where I started from, man. And that means the world to me just to hear that y'all appreciate my art and my work. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah. And let me ask you that: have you had any type of like you know any listening parties? Like what feedback have you gotten so far?
No, I mean, this, you know what's funny? This is like a super exclusive. This song ain't even released this yet. This song ain't even gonna be released until the beginning of February. We got some, you know, okay. It's around Valentine's. The song called Jokes on You. You know, it's a lot of anti-Valentine's Day people out here that kind of need something that ain't so lovey-dovey, you know, and we gonna release it and have a release party a little closer to Valentine's Day in Atlanta. So we're gonna celebrate it a little bit and kind of release it And we're gonna come down with y'all, and then we're gonna have a second release party with y'all and play it on the air. We're gonna do all that.
Okay.
Remember you said
that.
Yeah, we're gonna do all
that. Trust me. I will be hitting this publicist up so quick. Like, listen, now you heard what he said, right?
You heard it. We all heard it here first. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I know your time is definitely limited, so we don't want to take too much of your time. But what is next? Of course, we know we got the music coming on. Do you have any acting gigs coming up?
We're working on some stuff now. We have nothing. I mean, I try not to talk about things until they concrete, you know. But we have a couple of things on the table now. The truth of the matter is, just honestly, and I'm not just saying this to be token. It's like sometimes you focus on a bunch of things and you don't end up doing none of them well, you know. And I really wanna be true to this project for art's sake, you know, and for what it means to me to get this thing done. And then once this is done, then we're gonna look at the things that's in front of us and try to do the next thing well after that, you know. So I hope that ain't a generic answer, man, but that's just the truth. We got several different songs coming out. We got videos. So I guess the videos, you know, the videos are a different art form because I'm directing the video for Jokes on You also, you know. So that's a lot of work that goes into that, you know. But I'm trying to do as much as I can on this project, all right? So if this thing go well, they're going to be everything, okay?
And as you
Because I was getting ready to say, like, so you're a singer, an actor, a model, you get paid to walk around nude, and you direct a video. You like a regular Tyler Perry, bro.
Man, you crazy, bro. I definitely ain't. That's some prestigious right there. I'm not in that type of company. But, you know, the thing you learn in this country, man, the more things you do well, the more you give yourself an opportunity to be successful. You know, and that's really what I'm trying to do is diversify my skill set as much as possible so that I give myself as much of a chance to accomplish these goals that I have. Man, people been telling me I can't do what I'm doing for a long time, bro. You know, people been telling me for a long time I can't do this. So it's been a long process. It's been a windy road, and it's been a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, and a lot of tears to get to this point, you know, so... That's why I'm so excited to be here, and I get humbled when I hear y'all say y'all appreciate my work.
Yeah, well, it's to be appreciated. Now, I got to ask one last question before you try
what's
to
that?
Leave us. What
he was
is
prepared
your,
for this one. Like, what's that one?
Yeah, I know, right? He's excited. So what's the deal in the relationship department? You said, you know, you were in a long-term relationship. You tried dating naked. Where are you now?
That's always a difficult question. Oh my God, that's always a difficult question. One I'll never know how to answer. This is the problem with me. I swear to God, and this is gonna sound generic too, but I'm selfish, man. I'm so selfish right now because I got so much going on right now that even when I have somebody that is a priority and should be a priority, I struggle with it because I really am focused on trying to make these dreams come true. You know, my mom is 70 years old. She got MS.
God bless
her. She's getting, you know, and she is. So I'm really, really hungry and thirsty to be able to put myself in a position to be able to provide for my family. You know, so that's
That's the position I'm in. Is I'm married to my career at the moment.
Okay. I respect that.
I get away with that one? I ain't get away with that.
You got it. I'm going to let you get away with it. I'm going to let you get away with it.
I ain't get away with it.
No, it's definitely. No, we're not going to drill you this time. Now, when you come back on the next time and you know that we come up with some real good questions for you, you'll be a little bit prepared. But we definitely personally want to say you are the official friend of the show. Can you hear us? You there, Dave?
Hello.
David?
It's happening again.
Okay, he got a drop call. So we'll see if he calls back, and then we'll see if he has any shout outs and let him be able to let his fans know where they can follow him and all that other good stuff. But, you know, this is the reason why I like to be able to have interviews like this, because you kind of get to know these celebrities beyond the television screen. Because I feel like we've learned a lot about him, you know, in just this little bit of time, as opposed to us, you know, watching him on VH1 every week.
No, we definitely did. And he is a really awesome person. He was a good interview. And I'm not going to lie, like, his voice is amazing. His presence is amazing. And he's got charm about him. He definitely has some charm. So I can see some things definitely gravitating towards him in the future. They're going to be very positive. But, you know,
let me find out that. Let me find out that you crush him.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you have to recognize talent. And I was going to shout out his Instagram, ladies. If you want to follow David D's on Instagram, his Instagram name is David D's, David D-A-V-I-D-D-E-S 21. I don't know it on Facebook, but yes, I actually am scrolling through his Instagram right now, and you will not be disappointed.
Oh, goodness. Hold on. We got David back on the line. David?
I just got back on. I lost y'all for a minute.
Nah, it's all good. No, we definitely want to just say that you are an official friend of the show. Anytime that you want to come on, chat with us, promote a project, be an inspiration to your fans, you're always welcome.
That's what's up, y'all. I appreciate it. And vice versa, anytime y'all, you know, you want to have me or I can help y'all, you know, you reach out to me and let me know. And I... And we gonna be day one. Y'all one of the first couple interviews I've had, and you can't forget these. Can't forget these.
Absolutely, absolutely. Also, is anything that anybody that you want to shout out? Anybody that's been rocking with you from the very very beginning?
Oh, I mean, just everybody. The people that I rock with, I don't have to call no names, man. They know who they are, and they gonna be there forever. You know, they know. And that's how I am. I'm loyal to a fault, the same way as I'm going to be with y'all. We're going to be rocking till forever, because y'all was one of my first interviews. You know what I mean? So my family, my friends, my closest, whatever, they know who they are. All of them. All of them.
Okay. And also, shout out all your social media outlets so fans can keep up with you.
Cool, yeah. Instagram is DavidD's21, so it's D-A-V-I-D. DEES21. Twitter right now is David DVH1, DAVID DVH1. I don't do Snap too much. It ain't even worth it. I don't Snap never. So that's about it. Facebook, you know, David D's if you want to go to the fan page. But this music is coming. Y'all look out for it. I'm telling you. Y'all like this song. Just wait till y'all hear the rest of them. All right? I can't wait for y'all to hear the rest of them. Okay?
We're definitely looking forward to it. And let me ask you, because I'm pretty sure when you was in high school, they'd be like, you know, David D's Nuts. No?
Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy, bro? This is real. I almost thought about getting some of them T-shirts for real, because think about it, though. I went on a show where I was naked, you know what I'm saying? So D's Nuts, it was easy. So I'm like, I should try to patent this or something before I went. I wasn't forward thinking enough, man. But see, I've been getting that since about 20 years.
All right, well, we're gonna let you go, bro. We're looking forward to the single "Jokes on You" premiering next month. And we'll be keeping in contact with you. You have a good
I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate y'all having me on the show.
Absolutely. Have a good night, David.
All right, y'all too.
Yeah.
Usher Raymond.
Yeah.
Thugger Thugger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go right around.
Yeah.
Make it say, no limit. Got that masterpiece. No limit, baby. Give you that black car. No limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby. Make it say, no limit. I see murder that. No limit, baby. Give you that ghetto D, girl. No limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby. You know you fine, baby, you know that you fine. I'm just trying to make you mine, trying to make you mine. Yeah, I'm trying to make you mine. Put a tingle in your spine. We got a vibe, we got a way, so you should ride on it. All of the places I can take, you girl is limitless. So if you've never been, girl, I would just love to take you there. You don't have to worry about a thing. I gotta let me show you better than. Cause I may not know you, just let me hold you. You be my soldier, you from the north.
So we definitely want to shout everybody out for tuning in. We definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in as always. Definitely want to say a big, big shout out to David D. Definitely really, really had an opportunity to get to know him, so we're honored. And we look forward to premiering his brand new joint in its entirety, Jokes on You, next month, and having him back to premiere his project. So we're looking forward to that. But all in all, I think we had a good show. Shout out to Derek DeWayne. He was not able to make it. And it's all right. I think me and you held it down, Miss Liz.
Yes, we did.
This week. And again, we do apologize for some of the technical difficulties. A lot of those are not anything that we really can do about it. It's kind of like beyond our control, because when it's live radio, you got to kind of roll with the punches. So some of the technical difficulties are a bit unfortunate, but hopefully we can, you know, get these problems fixed and try to limit them. Because I know that they're not gonna never not happen. But you know, with that being said, any plans for the weekend, Miss Bliss?
No, as of right now, I think I'm just gonna relax this weekend, take it slow, maybe organize my house. Any plans? What are you getting into?
Well, I'm working, so, you know, that's what I'm going to be doing this week, like I did last week.
And the week before.
You know,
that.
That's a major. Right. That's a major. I'm, like, tired. So any downtime, I'm going to sleep. But, you know, you never know. The weekend always kind of brings some extra energy to go party and all that good stuff. But, yeah, that's what I'll be doing. That's a major. So with that being said, you guys have an awesome, awesome weekend. We're going to get out of here, and we will see you guys back here next week, Wednesday, January 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MRTRShow.com. Again, we got Nico from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta and internet sensation Lonnie B in the building. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Have a great weekend, and we are out.
You're a real bad, bad bitch. She ain't got a Photoshop it. No limit, I see murder that. No limit, baby. Give that ghetto D, girl. No limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby.
Stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at MyRealTalkRadio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag MyRealTalkRadioShow. Let's get it. Let's go.